97.7 The Wolf. Welcome in, Lieutenant Nick Roberts from the Holden Police Department. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
I am recovering from two basketball games and a weekend at the Copper Dog. You're a DDIY group that I know that you're associated with. Was that the Copper Dog? It was good to have you guys there as well.
Yes, we were there, and it was actually a fairly decent year. It wasn't as cold as last year, so we did pretty good.
Yeah, it was a great weekend, and now we turn our attention to big events coming up this weekend, one of which is, and it's always a lot of fun, the annual Pigs and Heat hockey game.
That's right.
It's coming up at the Coliseum.
Go Pigs.
Go Pigs, yes. You are the Pigs. The firefighters are the Heat.
The Heat, yes.
But they're not so hot they melt the ice.
That's right. Because they're a little cold.
I mean, I wouldn't want to say that the firefighters are not so hot, but
I won't.
They might disagree with me, and if my house ever catches on fire, I might hear about it.
But, yeah.
This is such a great fund.
It is.
Pigs
it
and
is.
Heat fund. Tell me what it's about.
Well, it's Keweenaw County and Houghton County. It's obviously firefighters and police fighters. It's a charity that we've had going on, I believe, since 1998 locally here. The money that we collect at the game goes towards fire victims, and it goes towards crime victims, accident victims. So we use it every year. I think this year we've donated about $7,000 to victims. So, you know, we've been able to get out there, help some people out. You know, help make their life a little better from, you know, something terrible that had just happened to them.
Yeah, and was it last year or 2 years ago, I think? We had a really, really tough year. And
yes, with the Heritage Manor.
Pretty much emptied the fund out, so we're still in the process of trying to rebuild
right.
and make sure that the fund
right.
is healthy in case we have something like that that
exactly.
we need to deal with again.
You know,
so
we hope for not a major catastrophe like that, but you got to be prepared. So.
Yeah, it's money we hope we never have to use.
Yes.
But history tells us at some point we'll need it.
Right.
And it's going to be one of our neighbors or maybe you yourself who will be suddenly the victim of a crime or the victim of a fire, and they're going to have expenses, and the Pigs and Heat Fund will be there to help, we hope, if we get support
yes.
for things like the big hockey game coming up this weekend.
Which we need.
Saturday night, what, 7 o'clock?
7 p.m. the Coliseum.
How does the format work?
Try to get there a little early. It can get busy. We have pre-ticket sales going on. You can buy a ticket before the game. You can buy a ticket at the door. It's 1 for $3 or 2 for $5 for that ticket. And on your entry ticket is all the special prizes and the cash prizes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so bring some extra cash with you when
exactly.
you go to the game, because there are a lot of fun fundraisers that yeah. go on there, and you'll want to have some in your pocket to help out and maybe take home a nice prize too.
Right, and our biggest prize that we're trying this year for the first time is a side-by-side.
That's right, that raffle that you have going
yes.
on. And tickets for that are still available.
They are still available at the game till the third period. We're going to be selling those tickets, so buy those. You know, you win your chance to win a nice side-by-side for yourself and your family.
And we want to encourage folks to get involved in this early.
Right.
Get your tickets from any Houghton or Keweenaw County firefighter or police officer.
Right.
They have them available for sale. And again, it all goes to the Pigs and Heat Fund. And if you want to get those tickets to maybe win that side-by-side, how do you do that?
Well, you just, like you said, find a police officer, firefighter that may still have some tickets. They're going to bring the tickets into the board members, and then that night we'll get them all together and do the raffle. You can also go to the City of Houghton Police Department to pick up some tickets, or you can also go to the Sheriff's Department also in Houghton.
Because that's a nice unit you guys have.
It is. It is a very nice unit, and we got a good price on it from Tractor Supply. So, you know, hopefully it's a win-win this year. And if not, we can say we tried it.
I personally shouldn't probably be encouraging people to buy tickets, because I already bought mine, and the fewer people who buy them, the...
Yeah, I can't, because I'm on the board, so yeah. I can't buy my own tickets for that darn thing, so...
So you sold some to me, so,
yeah.
But that's effective, and so I'm personally encouraging everybody not to buy any more raffle tickets. I want to increase my chances to win this.
And I hope everybody in the Keweenaw County and areas buy tickets.
Well, and frankly, I do too. I want this to be successful. I've mentioned this before. You guys often put your safety and lives
right.
on the line
yeah.
to try to protect people yeah. in instances of crime in the case of the
right.
police department, or fire in the case of the fire departments here in the Copper Country.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and you go out and raise money to help the victims.
Yes.
It's a really good thing you guys do.
It's one part of the year that we can give back as much as possible. You know, we have fun at the game. You know, it's we can relax a little bit. We can have fun with the crowd. Let people see a different side of us too. But this is our time to give back to the community.
Yeah, I mean, there's a competitive level to this game.
Oh, there is.
But there's also an awful lot of fun that goes on here.
Yes, there is. So. I mean, really, myself, I'd like to see the pigs win. But whoever wins, it's still a great cause to a great area.
Yeah, the winner is the Pigs and Heat Fund and those people in the Copper Country who benefit from it.
Exactly.
So if you want to get tickets to the Pigs and Heat game, 7 o'clock this Saturday night at the Calumet Coliseum.
Yes.
Get your tickets in advance. You can get them at the door, but best idea is just to pick them up in advance from any police officer or firefighter that
right.
you know.
That way you can just get right in. You don't have to worry about the line.
Yep, and ask them about those raffle tickets as well to win that side-by-side.
The side-by-side will be out front. You can see it as you go in.
Cool.
You know, if that helps you buy that extra ticket.
Cool, and then you can bring it home to my house.
Yeah.
After I win. And I've never won anything like that.
Well, maybe you will this year.
I've not an idea what I would do with it. So thank you, Nick, for coming
in. Thank you.
And thank you and all of your counterparts in the police departments and the fire departments for doing all of this.
Right, and we just want to make sure everyone knows we appreciate our community. So
We appreciate you guys, too.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Nick Roberts from the Houghton Police Department here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.